Some adore a beautifully crafted poem. Others drool over an apparently indecipherable painting. And there are others again for whom the very apotheosis of personal fulfilment is to sit alongside airport runways and watch those flying machines take off and land. We Gaels are much simpler creatures. We just love a goal. The rising tide of excitement as the midfielder lets in a long one from out the field. The mounting tension as the full forward comes thundering out, and with the previously unsuspected creative side, essays a delightful flick that directs the ball goalwards. And then the almost unbearable drama as a cute rural corner forward comes tearing onto it, wrapping himself around the ball, single-minded as a suicide bomber, moustache rippling in the breeze, eyes dancing in his head, togs tighter than a sailor's knot, violently sucking in great big life-saving mouthfuls of air as he wards off the wrestling, grappling, grunting, groaning and decidedly fretful cornerback, whose response to this sudden alarm has come a tragic, irretrievable second too late. In along the perfect angle comes our hero, not quite running, but skimming over the ground like a human hovercraft. God knows what he sees, probably very little, eyes watered up, throat drier than a pioneer total abstinence association pilgrimage to Knock Shrine, and the hopes of a county resting on his deceptively broad shoulders he lets fly. And then the pregnant, never-ending millisecond as the leather travels low and hard across the goal, well beyond the reach of the disenfranchised goalkeeper, and the gushing release as it thunders into the far corner of the net, and the subsequent untrammelled bout of whooping, hollering, hugging, dancing and book-lepping in the stands and terraces. It is our Pamplona, our Mardi Gras, our Carnival, without the uninhibited coupling generally. Well, hopefully. It is alleged Christy Ring wanted points to be abolished from hurling entirely, so that the game would become a deathly duel for goals, and through the chair, we are happy to second that motion. Give us goals any time. A player who settles for a point when there is more than a reasonable suggestion of a goal chance will never energise a nation. Deliver us from those cautious types who prefer to fist over rather than drill under championship crossbars. Instead, send us Donaghy, Gooch, Coulter, DJ, Pat Fox, J.O. back in the day. These goal merchants yearning to break free. Send us another lesser-known Coolador, Fintan Cahill of Cavan, a manly man who would never pitch his tent at base camp if he could catch even the merest sight of the summit through the clouds. This weekend, anxious managers in big and small matches all over Ireland will turn to their selectors at time of crisis. They will gather closely together and reflect ruefully that the subs bench has the barren look of a graveyard about it. But salvation may be on hand. A light bulb moment will bring forth the inspired revelation that so-and-so was always, in the Argo, a great man to get a goal, and he will be cast headlong into the action. He may no longer be a model of athletic manhood, but he will calmly tell the despairing manager not to panic. I'll stick one for you if I get half a chance, boss. And he might, you know, he just might.